This is not a good day for the health service in Northern Ireland.
Despair, despair.
So it isn't saving, it is cuts.
It's a very difficult time.
Around 100 people turned up to the headquarters of the Southeastern Health Trust at the Ulster Hospital, mainly staff, union representatives, affected organisations and politicians.
First, that we should maintain safety and that we should not leave any service in a position where we believe...
The Trust must save £10.85 million. Its Chief Executive, Hugh McCackie, explains how they plan to do this.
Our proposals break down into about 80% of that, about 8.5 million of it, which is what we would term low impact. We have, however, just over £2 million worth of what we would describe as high impact or potentially controversial. We'll be taking £1 million out of medical locums and about £1 million out through agency staff, excluding qualified nurses.
What impact will this have?
On one level, we're pleased we haven't had to close facilities or beds or wards. But at another level, we should not underestimate the impact this will have. We will have a number of people who will not get their operations. We estimate up to 600 or 700 people who would have been having a day case or relatively minor surgery. It also means some of the additional staff we would have employed during the winter and the remaining 6 months of this year to help with both the level and quality of service, we won't be able to have in post. So that will undoubtedly affect the flow of patients through the hospital and out of hospitals, and also the range of things that we can offer. So it will undoubtedly affect both access and the level of service we offer, and to some extent the quality.
How was this news received by workers within the health service? James Large is a pharmacy technician and also a union rep for Unison.
It's not savings, it's cuts. 70 million sliced off a budget of a service is already crippling. Staff under pressure, waiting lists are long, waiting times, just not good enough for the service, for the public, for the staff, for everybody. Before they have put anything to the Trust Board today to consider for consultation, they haven't impact assessed anything. So the Trust don't even know what the impact's going to be. We would like the Trust to stand up and say no.
There hasn't been a health minister since the executive collapsed at the start of the year, but politicians at yesterday's meeting were all agreeable that this latest announcement showed the urgent need to return to government. The Ulster Unionist MLA, Alan Chambers, was very disappointed to hear the plans.
I thought we were in an age where we were going to tackle waiting lists and shorten waiting lists, and instead of that we're hearing about waiting lists that are going to be extended. We're only stacking up more problems for next year. This is only a short-term, knee-jerk fix. The sooner the executive get back up and running and take control of this, the better.
The SDLP's Colin McGrath gave a similar reaction.
The greatest impact is going to be felt on waiting lists within the southeastern area. Those lists are already long. People are waiting far too long for their treatment. This is going to impact their lives and impact community services. And it's like a domino effect. If they can't get their operation, it means that there's going to be problems in community care, people having to wait. But at the end of the day, any cut to the service is not acceptable. Also, these cuts are reversible because we're told that there is money in the system. It's the decisions that need to be taken. So if there was ever a need to get the executive up and running, it's now.
The Alliance Party's Kelly Armstrong also has concerns.
The amount of money that we're talking about, while it in health terms is a very small pot of money, it's going to have a huge impact in the South Eastern Health and Social Care Trust area. I'd love to hear from the Department of Health what their administrative cuts have been, or the Public Health Agency's administrative cuts. Why is it coming straight to the trusts? We need to hear out of that £70 million where other places can do it. And has the Permanent Secretary actually gone in and fought hard enough for health on this? Is there anywhere else that the money could have come from?
The public has 6 weeks to respond to these proposals.